Welcome everybody to the Total Brain teleconference. All participant lines are currently on mute. Following the presentation, we will open the call for questions. To queue for a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you again for joining us today. I'll hand over to our first speaker, Louis Gagnon, CEO.
Thank you so much, Josh. Good morning, Australia. Sorry for the last-minute invitation. Good evening, North America, and thank you everyone for joining us today. Before we start, please note that our comments and responses to questions on this call reflect today's management views only and will include forward-looking statements. Actual results may differ materially. Additional information about factors that could potentially impact our financial results is included in our quarterly investor report and Appendix 4C, as well as the recent ASX announcement about the Hamptons Life transaction. So this morning, we are pleased to announce that we have entered into a non-binding heads of agreement for TTB to provide an exclusive perpetual global license for the development and commercialization of a direct-to-consumer version of the Total Brain platform in exchange for both cash and equity into the D2C or direct-to-consumer business. Here are the key commercial terms outlined in our press release. $6 million Australian dollar fee paid to TTB upfront for a perpetual global and exclusive license with product integration and development services performed over 3 years. An annual maintenance fee to TTB of $350,000 Australian dollars. An option for TTB to acquire up to 50% ownership in the D2C business within 5 years. Minimal annual commercial outcomes required for exclusivity to be maintained. And all of those terms will be included in a binding legal agreement, which we expect to be executed in the near term. The other party to this transaction is Hamptons Life, a private, well-funded, fast-growing preventative health organization focused on delivering assessment and lifestyle changes involving nutrition, exercise, and mental health, the three pillars of lifestyle medicine. Hamptons Life has significant know-how and IP around the nutrition and exercise part, and TTB provides the mental health part. Such product combination, if delivered simply, is unique, potent, and extremely scalable globally. For TTB, this transaction is both a stabilizer and a game changer. It is a stabilizer because while the exact payment schedule of the upfront payment of $6 million is still being determined, we expect that it will extend our runway until the end of calendar year 2021. It is a game changer because it allows us to accelerate the development of a huge market opportunity by many years. The direct-to-consumer business opportunity is one that we have considered for quite a while now, and one that we did not have the means to penetrate right away. This only accelerates it. And it does it without us going to dilute our shareholders with a capital raise. And it does it with a complementary product and marketing organization that has the global ambition to be the first mover to leverage nutrition, exercise, and mental health to improve and maintain health outcomes globally. From a financial perspective, this transaction is very attractive to Total Brain. while we are working out the exact details of the payment schedule and revenue recognition, we expect that the $6 million upfront will extend our runway until end of calendar 21 and will be recognized as revenue over 3 years, $2 million a year, based on the integration and development services we will be providing over this time period. In addition, we will be earning the $350,000 Australian dollars in annual maintenance fee. So what does that mean for our revenue profile? Well, our current last 12 months revenue is $3.75 million Australian dollar as of March end. So an additional $2.35 million per year in revenue will immediately put our LTM revenue run rate at $6 million Australian dollars, which is more than 60% growth year on year. This is great, but we also expect to have the upside of recognizing 50% of the revenues made in the D2C market if and when we exercise our five-year option. All in all, we believe that this is a truly aligned partnership in both the short and long term. As mentioned before, under the construct of the deal, Hamptons and their affiliated entities will be funding the operating expenses of the rollout. We are still working through some of the related governance terms, including TTB's ability to influence some of the spending decisions, product roadmap, and development and go-to-market strategies. Our options to buy 50% of the business is a very powerful alignment mechanism. In summary, we are thrilled to be opening up the D2C market in this manner. This is a big, creative win for shareholders of both TTB and Hamptons Life. At the same time, TTB gets to remain focused on closing the existing B2B affinity and clinical opportunities sitting in our sales pipeline, including but not limited to those that are a result of our relationships with partners such as IBM. If we can convert these opportunities and successfully develop this new partnership, we will not only accelerate our direct-to-consumer strategy, but also create significant short and long-term value to shareholders. Now, there is a few questions that I'm sure you all have. I picked two, and I would like to answer them preemptively before I open for other questions you might have. The first one is, why are we announcing a non-binding head of agreement? The answer is because this deal is material to us in several ways. One, it opens a massive new market, the direct-to-consumer market, which requires a more simple, flexible product offering and which requires to acquire a customer and invest in that customer relationship. We now have an acceleration of that opportunity for us at very low cost, at no cost. It allows us to partner with a very aligned party in health and wellness, and it is financially attractive from both a revenue and a cash runway point of view. Second question, what is the status on IBM? The deal is on track. The delays of the last 2 months are driven by process hurdles and do not represent a risk in the finalization of the contract. Believe me, we are disappointed, as you are, with those delays. We understand the pain and doubts that has created, and we deeply regret it. However, at this stage, we can only reaffirm our belief and guidance that the contract will be executed in the very short term. So at this time, I would like to open up to any other questions that you might have. Josh?
Thank you, Louis, and welcome to the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. We'll just pause a moment to assemble a question queue. The first question comes from Finola Burke from RAS. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And congratulations, Louis, on this new transaction. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, have you and Hansen's Life defined the total addressable market in the D2C category? And secondly, do you see any cannibalisation of your B2B affinity and clinical business from having a D2C platform? Or conversely, do you see that there are cross applications with your existing platforms?
Yeah, thank you so much for the question, Finola. We have not formally tried to size what would be the economic value of all the global consumers being addressed in mental health. Mm-hmm. What we know for a fact is that this value proposition is rather universal. Young people, students, parents, workers, people with peak performance aspirations, people with health aspirations. It is probably one of the most vast need out there. And we believe that the time for preventative medicine and preventative health has come, because we now have the tools to get people to screen themselves, and we have the technology to allow them to self-care. So no specific size, but the conviction that it is absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
Second question, will there be cannibalization? We do not believe that there is a lot of cannibalization because of the specific use cases that are quite different from one to the other. The corporate use case is one where the employer is trying to manage a mental health risk and boost peak performance at work. This requires a certain user experience that's going to be quite different from a patient that is going to show up to a clinic who wants a different take that is much more clinical, same thing with their doctors, versus a consumer who just wants something that's much more flexible, much more modular, much more easy and simple to use. And so because the product will be different for each, we do not anticipate a cannibalization issue.
Okay. If I could ask a third question, could you take us through the option for Total Brain to acquire up to 50% of the D2C business? Are there any agreed terms on that as yet in terms of pricing?
Yeah, there are terms that are that have been discussed that I would rather not disclose at this stage, because we need to finalize them as part of the binding agreement. What I would like to say is that the terms will be quite favorable in terms of the economic impact to Total Brain. It is a very, very small amount of money that we would have to pay to acquire that 50%.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Finola. Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, it's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Just a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question to the Total Brain team, please press star 1.
Josh, it's Nigel Grisolke speaking. I'd like to ask Louis, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Louis, this is a question from a shareholder, Louis. I think you've answered the commercial terms under which the 50% interest in Hansen's Life can be acquired. I think you've answered that. but he's asked, can you, including the basis of valuation to be paid for a potential 50% interest, whether Total Brain can call for the right to acquire the interest?
So we can call to acquire that interest anytime within 5 years. The amount that we have to pay for that exercise is going to be predetermined. It is currently being finalized, and that is as much as I can say until we finalize the terms in the final binding agreement.
Thanks, Louis. And some follow-up questions. Are the Total Brain directors satisfied that the value of exclusive rights to the business-to-consumer service offering is worth as little as $6 million, less the cost that Total Brain is required to incur?
Yes. So they are not only convinced, but very, very enthused by the construct of this deal for the following reason. Number one, we are getting $6 million up front in order to launch a business that we do not have to fund, that will be funded by our Hamptons partner, with whom we will share 50% of the result moving forward. So this means that we get funding for an entirely new exciting business for which we will not have to raise money, and that we will significantly benefit from. That is perceived to be quite favorable and quite reasonable by all board members and by all management teams.
And Louis, there was a follow-up question there. Reed Hampton's life, any of those?
Go ahead.
Yes, are there any actual or related parties of Hampton's life? Are they shareholders in Total Brain?
No one is. Shareholder in Total Brain. And I would like to add one last thing about the last questions, which I forgot to mention, which is the exclusivity that we give is not something that will prevail over time unless the business reaches certain level of performance, which we predetermine together with the new party. And so we have a great funded business, a significant amount of money to fund ourselves until the end of this year, and we have a business that will have to perform to maintain the exclusivity, and that is not a small nuance that I wanted to add.
Great. Thanks, Louis. And there's another question from another shareholder on your outreach to Australia, and particularly Australian governments.
So we have done a lot this year through the great effort of Simon Podovan in Australia. We've done a lot to reach out to many corporate and government parties. We have a very healthy pipeline of opportunities at play. We also, through IBM, have reached to a government organization with the product that we are selling to the U.S. government here. And so on both fronts, we've had a full amount of activity. Could it be more? Yes, if we were to invest more and as we continue to grow the company, Australia is definitely a priority market for us.
Thanks, Louis.
Just a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Finola Burke from RAS. Please go ahead.
Just had a follow-up. Sorry. Louis, are you able to give us a sense of how much Hamptons Life will be investing in developing the D2C business apart from the $350,000 I'll be paying Total Brain each year for maintenance?
Yeah, these questions are being discussed. I am not I'm not in a position to disclose the amount, but I will just underline a very significant will from the party to grow this business aggressively and intelligently.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Finola. At this time, we have no further questions, Louis, so I'll hand it back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for coming and joining us to share this news at the last minute. We believe it is an important news. It is a news that I believe personally will be seen with a distance as a milestone period in our history. We are solving revenue, stock price, funding problems with transactions like this. We've been very eager to see this through, and today is a very, very important announcement, I believe, for the company. I want to thank you for your trust and your support in our continuing effort to create value with this amazing asset we all believe in. So thank you so much, and good night and good morning, everyone.
That concludes the Total Brain teleconference. Thank you once again for joining us today and for your interest in Total Brain. You may all disconnect.